Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and we have a guest that will be no stranger if you've been a longtime listener to Hope Is Here. It's Stephanie Winslow. She is an author out of St. Louis, Missouri, and just has a really great gift of communication. And not only is she a writer, she also speaks at women's ministry events all over the country. And so I would encourage you to go check out her website, AscentToHope.com. That's AscentToHope.com. And Stephanie, we've had John talking about your book, but I want to talk to you today about a couple of blog articles that you've written recently that really blessed me. And the first one I want to talk about is The Beauty of Desperation. Can you share that with us, please?
Yes, sir. The Beauty of Desperation. Looking into the mirror, I was face to face, eye to eye, with a woman whom I could not recognize, but the familiarity of her grief saddened me. "Who are you? I don't even recognize you anymore," I said to my reflection. She stared back at me with empty eyes. "Why do you act this way? Why are you so angry with everyone? What did you do to the girl that I used to know? You took her. You stole her away. You robbed me of so much goodness. All I am left with is you." The scowl lines in her forehead deepened. "What makes you think you have the right to change me?" Overwhelmed by her harsh words and stare, I walked away from the mirror. This quote is an excerpt from my book, Ascent to Hope, The Rugged Climb from Fear to Faith. This scene sets the stage for a desperate time. The moment of desperation was my rock bottom. I walked away from the mirror, and I entered the only safe place I could think of, my closet. I sat there among the clothes and shoes, weeping with uncontrollable sobs. I found the courage to pray. "God, I can't do this anymore. I don't want to do life this way. I want what you want for me, nothing more and nothing less. Please help me, Father. I can't leave here without you." I walked out of the closet that day, the appearance of a mangy, rabid animal, no doubt, from the hours spent on my knees in tears. But despite my outward appearance, my inner woman was reset and being healed. The presence of God was with me. I walked out wearing newness of life because I laid my heart and my will on the altar of sacrifice. There is beauty in desperation. Desperation leads to sacrifice. Desperation establishes a need for God. A life renewed, restored, healed, submitted, and committed brings God glory, and that is beautiful. Beauty springs forth the moment we recognize our deepest need and longing is for God. It is beautiful when we align our priorities to God's. It is beautiful when his name and renown is our passion. James 1:23-25 says, "Whoever hears the word but doesn't do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror, who looks at himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what he looks like. But if a person looks closely into the perfect law, which gives freedom, and continues becoming not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work it requires, then he will be blessed in what he does." I will never forget the face of the woman I saw staring back at me on my transformation day. And I will never forget the feeling of the woman I was when I walked out of that closet. I had been made new. In that closet, I applied the truth that I had heard from years in the church pew. And I found freedom that day from the woman that I had become. Desperate times catalyze new life. Desperate times bring beauty from ashes. Maybe you are reading, or in this case, listening today, and you feel desperate for answers, longing for a solution, or hopelessly seeking respite, I encourage you to press in. God has the answers that you seek. God has the solution that you need. God will provide rest. Do you trust Him? Will you look at yourself in the mirror today, whether physically or figuratively, and ask two simple questions? Who am I? And who has the reins of my life? If you looked in the mirror and walked away forgetting who you are, like James described, and you have forgotten what God has called you to, would you take one step to implement that call? Would you respond not in word but in action today? Will you reflect and remember who you are? I trust that God is speaking to your heart in this very moment. If you feel led to share your Ashes to Beauty story with me, I would be honored to hear it and pray with you. Remember, Hope Seeker, beauty comes from desperation. Don't be afraid of desperation. Embrace it and embrace the freedom that God has for you when He changes you from the inside out.
Wow, that is so powerful. When I read that, one of your most recent blog posts, we're talking with Stephanie Winslow. She is an author of a book called A Scent to Hope, and she's has a blog that blesses me, and I get her weekly email post blogs that she's written. I want to encourage you to subscribe to that and go to our website, ascenttohope.com. But the thing that really spoke to me, Stephanie, about this article when I read it recently is that everybody at some point gets in that point where they're just literally, life takes them to their knees. And you were very transparent, and I don't know that a lot of men necessarily go to the closet, but I've heard some ladies say before that they've gone there, and it's a safe place, and you're just at a desperate place, weren't you?
Yes, this was kind of at a point in my life when nothing seemed like it was going right, but so much of it was that I was clinging on to control myself, and I thought I could fix everyone and everything that was broken around me. And the interesting thing, I think, about being in relationship with God is that He allows us to get to that place, because it's not usually until, at least for me, that I get to this place of total desperation where I finally recognize my need for Him.
Well, and I think that's the thing. Unfortunately, the enemy will lie to us, and we think when we get so desperate that God has forgotten us, or the enemy's like, oh, if God cared about you, He wouldn't let you get to this point. But as you actually said, desperation establishes a need for God. It leads to sacrifice, and desperation actually can be a good place to be. And I've been there several times in my own life, and when I've done what you have done, or what you did, that you shared in this blog article, and got on my knees and just said, God, I can't do this anymore. And I loved how you just point blank said, I'm not leaving this closet here without you. And God showed up, didn't He?
He did. And I think, that's what you're saying is that God is so faithful. And He is just always waiting for us. And so often I think we have this picture in our mind that we apply our human standard to God's behavior. That, I've been running away from Him, so surely He's mad at me. Or I haven't been spending time with Him, so surely He's mad at me. But that is not the loving God that we serve. We cannot put our own humanness onto Him. He's holy, and He is worthy of our praise and adoration, and He does not get angry with us like that. I think it breaks His heart. It grieves His heart because He knows that we are missing out when we don't spend time with Him. But on the other side of that coin is these times when we feel so alone and feel so desperate. To me, those are the moments when my relationship with God has just sweetened, and I recognize how much he loves me when he just welcomes me with open arms back. And he reminds me that he's got it, and it's under control. And all I have to do is continue to be faithful in the surrendering of my will to his and my desires to his.
Well, and you asked two other questions that I thought were just so pertinent. And, you know, we get to that point of desperation, but you just asked the question, one, do you trust him? Talking about God, do you really trust God to provide and beat you in this moment of desperation with whatever area of your life is? And the second one, you said, who am I? And I think, you know, as seasons in life change, I've got friends that they're in a new season of life. Some of them raised one child, and so now that child's gone off to college, and, you know, they've had to kind of re-identify who they are, because one of the things that they identify themselves as a parent, and yes, they're still a parent, but obviously it changes when your child goes away to school. And we kind of have to reevaluate, I think, in different seasons of life, don't we, on who we are in Christ, don't we?
Absolutely. And, you know, at the heart of it, it's not our title, and it's not our position. It's not our family. None of those things really define our identity. I mean, they are things that we, you know, become, but at the core of it, our identity is children of God. And if we can remember that, how I walk into every situation, it changes, because I can approach things with this mindset of, really, I am royalty and I am nobility because I am a daughter of the King. And there's so much freedom in that. Not saying, you know, I have all the answers, but saying that I can hold my head up high even when things are falling apart around me, because I know at the end of the day what the promises of God say over my life and over my family, and I can stand firm on those promises and not get overwhelmed by what's going on around me. It's all about perspective. But yeah, definitely asking that question of who am I in different seasons is so critical, because we tend to almost layer on all of these different masks, and no matter what we become, and maybe other people out there have had the same sort of encounter where you just one day you look at yourself in the mirror and you're like, I don't even know who you are anymore. What have we become? And those are scary moments, because we've lost ourselves somewhere along the way. But again, it's, you know, as soon as we're willing to say, you know, God, I don't like who I'm becoming. I took a wrong turn. He's so graceful and gracious to bring us back to him and set our feet on a new path with him.
We're talking with Stephanie Winslow. We're talking about a wonderful article she wrote recently on her blog called The Beauty of Desperation. I want to encourage you to check out her website, AscentToHope.com. That's AscentToHope.com. She has a book by the name of that title that we featured in a program last year. We'll encourage you to check that out. You can find that at our website, HopeIsHere.today. But I hope you'll join tomorrow and invite a friend as we're going to continue our conversation with Stephanie. We're going to talk about another article she wrote recently called Grieving the Living. So tune in tomorrow as Stephanie Winslow is our guest on Hope is Here. One size fits all. That may be all right for an adjustable belt or cheap sunglasses, but when it comes to your financial needs, no one wants a one size fits all strategy. Chad Tindall, your Central Kentucky Edward Jones financial advisor, knows that his most important goals are your goals. That's why Chad takes the time to understand your needs so he can recommend personalized strategies with your goals in mind. Contact Chad Tindall today at 859-333-3717. That's 333-3717.